And welcome to another edition of Legal Nurse Consulting. This is Attorney Joe Flotus reminding you to join us each and every week right here on Podbeam. I want to thank everybody who has already joined the bandwagon and gotten a copy of my course book, which it has been a labor of love for over the last three decades of my career. Many people don't know this, but I am a nurse, an APRN, and a practicing trial lawyer all at once. And so I wanted to pass that knowledge on to you guys. And I want to underline that this course is a win-win. You're going to get 18 contact hours anywhere you are in the United States through American Nurse Credentialing Center. And I've gotten a lot of calls, and of course, there, you know, the natural thing is to be skeptical. I understand that. But if you've got to ask how much 18 hours costs, when you go see somebody live that's an attorney, that's a nurse practitioner, and is going to show you how to keep your license, how to be careful when you're documenting, how to evaluate cases, and how lawyers think, how much do you think it's going to cost? And so the course book itself has taken me a long time. I've had people calling and saying, I'll pay a couple hundred bucks. And this is not a buyer's market. We are providing a quality education for legal nurse consultants, whether you're just starting out or you want to make your own business or you want to just become a better nurse and avoid getting sued. But let me tell you about that myth. Myth number one, about never carrying your own insurance, you're a target. That's a lie as well as a myth. Always carry your own insurance. Employer today, enemy tomorrow. And believe me, I represented plenty of entities. If you are out there and you quit an entity and you're carrying your own insurance, guess what? If you buy the right insurance and you buy the right kind of insurance, you have your own attorney. And it keeps the people that would mean you harm or that don't have your best interests in their own best interest, it keeps them at bay as well. Through this LNC course, you're going to learn many, many things, but I'll just give you a broad overview, and that way you won't have any surprises. We've got a post-test for this course that if you take it, this course book, and I offer it also live. I teach people how to put on evidence and become a nurse attorney. Learn to become the trial lawyer that you hate. Love it. I offer that for 2 days, and I can take it live. Please, 50 people minimum for this type of course. It takes a lot to plan this course, and for it to make it worth my while and that of my staff, we need to have at least 50, and preferably 100 people that would attend this. And I think that it benefits every healthcare entity. I think it benefits everyone because very few attorneys, and I don't like to toot my own horn, but who else is going to toot it for you if you don't do it yourself? And that goes for nurse practitioners, nurses, and LNCs when they get out there if they decide to go ahead and market their own deal. You're going to have to toot your own horn. You're going to have to tell those attorneys what you think because confidence is everything. So in the few minutes that we have, the learning objectives of my course book would be to identify and outline the functions of a legal nurse consultant, discuss the different areas of practice, and you would be surprised. It's not just nursing home and medical malpractice. Now we're talking about healthcare fraud. Now we're talking about human rights violations. Now we're talking about civil cases and criminal cases. Nurse practitioners have a role anywhere where the law and medicine or nursing overlap, and don't forget that. If you want to order this book, pick up the phone. We're going to be talking about opioid crisis on this podcast. We're going to be talking about whistleblower cases where you can stand to get a reward if you ferret out, upcoding, fraud. If you see stuff that just isn't kosher, give us a call, 361-887-8670, 361-887-8670. Operators are standing by right now. If you want to buy the course book, let me tell you, it's the best investment you've made in yourself and also teaches you about the law and how lawyers think. And you can reach my lovely assistant, Trisha, T-R-I-S-H-A, at FlotusLawFirm.com. That's right, flowers in English, FloresLawFirm.com, FloresLawFirm.com. That's Trisha, T-R-I-S-H-A, at FloresLawFirm.com. Frequently asked questions that I just don't have the time to cut and paste and respond to 40 people a day is, why should I pay you X amount of dollars for this book? Well, number one, most nurses, and I was one of them, are just stabbing in the dark, trying to figure out what lawyers are thinking. Well, who are the targets? Am I going to get sued, or do I have a higher case or chance of being reported to the board? I would say yes. That's why you carry insurance, so you can have your own lawyer if you get reported to the board. And the ante gets higher as you become a nurse practitioner. How do I know? I'm a legal nurse consultant for nearly three decades, and I've also tried over 100 cases as a lawyer. I've reviewed thousands of cases. I've represented over 2,000 healthcare providers in front of their respective board, and I've also worked on federal and state cases involving areas where medicine and the law overlap. And so my qualifications and my training experience and all of that lead me to want to write this book. I'm excited about it. It's a win-win. You're going to get continuing education, and you also have 18 great continuing education hours, plus you'll learn what is a legal nurse consultant? What areas of the law will it be covering? We're going to talk about law basics, the medical malpractice insurance policy, which is so important, the fundamentals of the litigation process, the trial itself, fundamentals of business and how to get started as an LLC, how to market yourself as an LLC, service agreements and how not to get ripped off by a lawyer if you work for them, and make sure that you get paid when you review these. I've been through that. Collecting from lawyers is not easy. So, you know, you've got to cover yourself. And then when you finally get a set of records, what do? We talk about the art of summarizing records. We talk about general tips about it, organizing the records. We talk about summaries of records and case evaluations, internet medical research, how to spot tampering with medical records by people, and triumph in the mysterious world of law, and lastly, how to prevail as a testifying expert. All of these chapters are going to make you a better nurse. It's a win-win. Whether you become an LNC, I don't guarantee that you're going to make $150 an hour. Anybody who guarantees you that is not being straight with you, because not everybody can testify for a lawyer. But I can guarantee you this. You're going to become a better nurse. You might even get excited and become an LNC or even go to law school. So this is Attorney Joe Flores reminding you to join us each and every week right here on podcast. And you can join us at Attorney Joe Flores on Podbeam. That's Attorney Joe Flores on Podbeam. Reach us 361-887-8670, 24 hours a day, 361-887-8670, or the lovely Trisha, T-R-I-S-H-A, at FloresLawFirm.com. Put in your order, get that book, take the course, become an LNC. You won't regret it. Thank you all, and God bless.